So we have made our decision to make noise at the table. We have made our decision that we are going to just go and scope out Ulrich's old farm.
Right.
To refresh, we believe that you just met with the princess, and she essentially said that her father got special pink wood to build her a new palace. Although you just had a beautiful tour of this one, and this one is perfectly fine. But she wants a pretty pink one. So they have acquired Ulrich's farm and cut down Adam and Lagatha's forest just to build this pretty pink palace.
I feel targeted by this princess character.
Not necessarily. It would be like you if you had no morals.
Oh. So me without Jake got it.
Yeah. An unmarried Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have this plan of I'm going to burn it all down. So you are just going to go and do some scoping right now. So where do you guys want to go? So you understand where your farm is. You understand
yes.
a little bit of the layout of the land right now. So how do you want to approach?
Ulrich would want to keep his distance and approach though where he can see it. He's trying to clock the activity there. How many guards are there, if there are any, or is it just like a sawmill now? Like he wants to know what he wants to see the activity.
Okay. One thing I will remind Simon of is you have your familiar. You have a bird.
Uh-huh.
And with that familiar, you can send the bird in to do some scouting, and if you close your eyes, you can see out of the bird's eyes. Remember?
I do now.
Okay. I'm reminding you just so if you want to take...
I think that's an excellent idea. I want to send him. Yeah.
Okay.
And I could see through him.
And you could talk to Ulrich about it.
I tell him
yeah.
about that, and I think that's a good idea. What do you think?
I think that's a fantastic idea.
I will send my bird out. So I send him out.
You send him out?
Yes.
Okay. So the bird goes out, and... Do you have any specific direction for him?
I would direct him. I would give him the layout of the farm and say, this is where you can go, what I remember.
Okay, that's what I tell.
And tell the bird where to go.
Oh, okay. So you are helping Simon directing where to send the bird.
Yes.
Okay. So I will say there is a small barn. There is kind of like an area where there's rows set up of like where food would have been harvested from, like vegetable garden. And then there is a small house. And then you see beyond that, you see a little bit more of the wood stacked up. You see all the wood that has been delivered and stacked up there. And without direction, I'm going to say, because I'm assuming you're trying to scope out where people are. Is that right?
Yeah.
And the guards.
And the guards and stuff. You don't really see guards standing duty. You see two things. I'm sorry, three things. One, there are two people, if you are able to land to see inside the house, there are two people inside the house. The barn doors are closed right now, but you do see a lamp on inside. And then you see further out in the property where there are people cutting down some trees and clearing out some area, and they look like they're packing up for the night. So two people out in the wooded area, probably around here. Two people in the house, and then a lamp on in the barn. Nobody's really anywhere else.
We might actually be able to do this tonight.
I convey everything to you.
Yeah.
What I saw.
So you're like dictating as the bird's flying around.
I am telling you as I see through the bird's eyes.
It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of activity down there. We might be able to do this tonight.
If you want to do tonight, I'm game, so...
Lagatha, what is your opinion right now? What are you thinking, seeing all this wood stacked up?
That, see the wood.
You're far away right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can still see, like, the pile of wood.
You can see the big stacks of wood.
And then I have the delivery notice or the receipt, for lack of a better word, and it becomes more and more clear that Eldrin is involved in one form or another, whether he's here as a project manager or the supervisor or whatever, he's involved, and I must get to him more than the princess, because you're not going to get too much out of her.
Correct. She seems like a ditz.
Yeah.
So your purpose here isn't only to burn down, is what you're saying.
Correct. I really, more my primary is here. We can, if this Eldrin is here, I have no problems with letting it all burn. But that's more my primary than...
Is talk to him.
Right.
Okay. So...
Huh. Why don't we just stroll in and have a chat? Well, that was a little Samwell coming out there.
Yeah.
I gotta go Ian McKellen. That's my mantra right here. Let's head on in and have a chat.
Okay. So, is that your plan right now, for you guys to go in and have a chat?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But so I'm going to say that Adam and Zorik are here, but I'm actually going to have them hang back and keep guard just because
it'll
be a little bit easier for McKim.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay, so you guys just walk up to the front door and knock?
Of the house?
What do you guys want to do? What's your plan?
Before we get to the house, are there any little creatures around, like squirrels, rabbits around the area?
So I'm gonna say, I'm gonna lay the field out here for you.
Mm-hmm.
So where the farm used to have a lot of trees and used to have a lot of land, like, it looks as though they've cut down a lot of that. There's a lot of trees that were on your property that are cut down. Where that area is, like, essentially this mm-hmm. whole map,
mm-hmm.
no. Beyond that, where the trees still stand, there are birds and you could find maybe a rabbit. But that's beyond the tree line, which is maybe about 60 feet away from the fence line. You'll probably get closer to the trees.
Before I do anything, I want to go beyond the tree line.
Mm-hmm.
See if I can find a squirrel or a rabbit or a small creature like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because being a forest gnome, I can speak with them.
Oh!
I can communicate simple ideas with small or smaller beasts, such as a squirrel, a badger, a rabbit.
Okay, to what end? What is your
purpose? I want to know, has there been one person here all the time bossing people around? I have to make it like a simple...
Yeah.
Thought process.
So you can convey messages, right? But I don't know if you're actually able to speak and get an answer, are you?
Through sounds and gestures, you can communicate simple ideas.
Are they able to answer? Speak with small beast. Through sounds and gestures, creatures, you can communicate simple ideas. So I don't know if they would be... I mean, you might be able to get the message across to them.
Well, maybe I don't want, like...
I don't know if they would be more... I don't know if they would be able to communicate back to you.
All I would want is an affirmative or a negative answer.
So I will say one thing that we haven't addressed is Adam is there. Adam can speak with animals. He has the spell. As part of who he is as
well.
Right,
right, right.
So I will say, because you've done this before, I would allow you, while they're scoping everything out and while Simon is doing his thing,
right.
It takes about 10 minutes for Adam to be able to cast that, to speak to animals. I will say he can do that. You can try to find an animal. But do me an animal handling check.
Okay.
Babe, you have Adam's character sheet up, right?
Yeah.
Can you do an animal handling check too?
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
Nothing there. I'm not proficient, but I got a plus one.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Roll both. I want to see with both of you.
Natural 20, 23.
Okay.
Pit. Got a three.
You got a three total. Okay. So that's why I wanted him to back you up there.
Yeah.
So between the two, so you're trying to, you're like, come here, buddy.
Uh-huh.
And it's hopping away from you. And then you turn around and Adam is sitting there holding a squirrel.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, all right, babe, thanks. So he's sitting there. He will ask that question. Or is there somebody always on site? Or
right.
Is there ever a moment where it's empty?
Right.
The squirrel will answer back to him through his speech speak. And he will say, there are people living in the house. I always see movement in the house.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. And that's just kind of the end of that. And then as soon as that happens, the squirrel is like, I don't know, get off of of me. And I runs away.
They're squirrels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you can hear Adam going and speaking to the animal.
All right.
Yeah. So together you guys got there. So you share that information?
Absolutely. So it's a good possibility that whoever has been in your house could be somebody, a general manager or head of...
They're living here.
They're living here. So we could take a peek. Or just bust in. Whatever you feel like.
Well, I've never been opposed to busting in. Setting up shop in Robert's house.
Okay.
So you guys want to come in heavy. Sneaky.
Bust Should we
down.
Just look around the perimeter of the house
tell
first?
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. Go ahead.
Vinny and Ulrich are fighting right now in my head.
Do you have anything to say about this charming one?
I want to see what he decides to do first.
You got it.
What exactly do you want to do, Ulrich? If we knock on the door and they come to the door, what do you want to say? What do you want to do?
Go, Simon, go! I like it. Good job, sir. He's thinking of this logically.
We could say that we're inspectors sent by the princess to come inspect how the project is going, and that'll allow us to walk around and...
We could.
We could take that tactic. Of course, there is a slight percentage that I might just want to cave his skull in with my cauldron.
And then my extra papers. Well, official papers that we're looking around for the princess.
I take out my cudgel and spin it. These are my official papers.
All well and good.
I understand what you mean about being smart, but they are living in Robert's house.
Should we investigate the perimeter and check like each window, see if we can get an idea of how many people are in there?
We could do that.
And then we can bust in.
I also at
and
some
do
point...
And do what? That's a plan. Do what? What, are we going to go in there and kill them, or...?
I don't necessarily need to kill them, just maybe harm them a little bit.
Because?
They're living in my husband's house.
I gotta find out this Aldrin person.
But that...
We'll see if he's in there.
I also would like to put eyes on the barn. I don't particularly like the idea of burning all the wood if there's animals in that barn.
Of course.
Without at least opening it and giving them a chance to run away on their own.
Why don't you go to the barn? Look and see if there are animals. Try to get them out. I like to make an investigation check around the perimeter of the house. Like to look in windows. Stealthily, of course. Hopefully. And I want to see how many people are in the house before we go in.
How about Scarlet and Lagatha go to the house and Simon and I can check out the barn?
So, I agree. That's okay. Fine. If she's going to be stealthy, are you ready to be stealthy?
Sure. Okay. I think. How does one stealth?
Follow me. See if you can keep up.
Okay. So because you're a little nervous and because she's going to actually try to do a little training session on how to be stealthy, I will give you advantage for your checks.
Thank you.
All right. So I want to do an investigation check.
You're going to do a stealth check first.
Stealth?
Stealth first, because if you're going to be walking up to, I'm guessing, some windows?
Yes. I better not roll a fucking one. I'll die. All right. Stealth check.
You too.
16.
Okay.
Not 20 plus 3.
Oh,
holy shit. So...
Surpass the master this time.
So as you are, like, okay... So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to, and you turn around and you don't see her. And you're like,
is it like this? Is it like this?
Yeah, just like that.
Okay.
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad, kid. Not bad. So the two of you are able to sneak up to the house without a sound. You're fine. But now tell me what you're doing when you get there. Are you looking into windows?
Looking into windows, if there's any open... Like vents.
Okay.
If there's any open doors, obviously. We want to see how many people are there right now.
Okay. So when you're able to actually take a look, I'm going to let you do one loop around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Just one loop, and I'm going to have you look in all the windows. You see two people in the house. One seems to be sitting in a lounge chair in the living area with his feet up, and it looks like he's got like a hat put over his eyes, and he's just kind of sleeping. Another guy looks to be in the kitchen area, and it looks like he is making a stew. Let's say he's cooking a stew.
All right, so only two people. All right, so we're both aware of how many people are in the house.
Yes.
Have I seen them?
You've seen them.
Do I recognize anybody?
No. Okay. You're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't recognize anyone.
And there's only one door, so there's only one way to get in and out.
Not true. So hold
okay.
on. Let me do this. So right here, this is your front door with uh-huh. a front porch. Uh-huh. That leads into the kitchen.
Right.
There's a living area, and then you can see there's a back door right there.
And there's a back door. And we're yeah. aware of that, and there's a
yep.
bedroom.
So right over here, there's a little office, kind of like a second bedroom, a bathroom, which looks a little bit too modern for our time period. And then there's a big bedroom, and then from the outside, out here, there's a door into the cold storage.
Hell.
Okay, but basically two...
And
two panic. Doors.
It's got a lovely wraparound porch. No, I'm just joking.
Beautiful.
So, an acre of land.
So I tell
Scarlet,
to stay by the back door, stay in guard, while I go to the area of the barn to let
them know.
Let them know our findings.
Okay.
And to find out about the barn.
Wait. What is stand guard? What do you do?
Like, do you have a knife?
I have a dagger.
You know what to do with it.
What if somebody comes out and they just want to get some water? Like, what do we do?
Stab them with the pointy end. I'll be right back.
Okay.
The pointy end goes in the other man.
So I go to the barn and I let them know the whole thing.
Do you have the spell message?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just curious.
Yes, you do.
Oh, do I? Well, then, see, he knows better than me.
Look, your cantrips.
Yes, I do.
Okay, read that spell.
Okay.
And just keep it in your back pocket. Just be aware that you have it, okay?
Okay.
So, now, Ulrich and Simon, describe more to me what you're doing in the barn.
I'll walk up to the barn door and swing it open. I want to see what's inside it.
And what was inside?
So you walk up to the barn.
Ulrich?
I'm going to need characters on the maps now.
Ulrich still believes this is his farm. Like,
I agree.
He's not going to knock on the door of his own goddamn barn. Like, that's his mindset.
Yeah.
Put her here, because I love...
You said back door.
This is the back door.
Yeah, I want Scarlet at the back door. I'll go to the front door.
Hold on. I'm trying to figure out the timeline here. So you guys were, I'm going to say it took you like 10 minutes to walk around mm-hmm. the house all quiet. In that time, how long would you have waited before you kicked up this door? If you guys were like, let's say here and you're walking down and they go this way, would you immediately open the door?
Oh, good question. I'd probably wait till I see Lagatha coming around the corner.
Okay. So this is the front door. You're saying here and here is where they would be?
Yeah, once I saw them coming around the corner and they're not like running or they're not like, you know, game on, they're still, I just see them sneaking.
Okay.
They did their part, I'm going to do mine now.
Okay. So you're here. Simon, if he's opened the door, where are you, Simon?
Where
behind him.
I should be right behind him.
Right behind him?
Yeah.
I'm going to put you here. Okay. Let me go and find things. Hold on.
That doesn't right. sound good.
Looks
we
like
says
we're
fine things.
Looks like we're lighting this candle. Oh, shit.
I need more things.
Simon, get a spell ready.
Okay.
Simon doesn't know anything yet.
I hate your character.
Hey! I like my character.
I hate your character.
What, time to die is what you said?
Time to die.
So one guy's sitting here on the table.
It's like what Rucker Howard said in Blade Runner.
One guy cooking.
Oh,
like, that speech.
Oh, yeah.
Two guys.
Like tears in the rain.
It's time to die.
Two guys time over here. Die. Cleaning up for the night and walking back. Okay?
Okay. Things are about to die. Let's go.
So you open the door.
Me. Yeah.
Us. Expecting to see goats, chickens, maybe a cow.
Uh-huh.
You open the door. It's like, Daddy's home. And you find bunk beds. And you find... three sets of bunk beds. a makeshift table, and it looks like this is kind of like a dormitory now. And as you open the door, you see two guys sitting at a table, and two guys kind of kicked up with their heels up on two beds. So you open the door. Hey, who are you?
Oh, resting on the job, are we?
What do you mean resting on the job, man?
We spent the day in the city. We just came from the palace. The princess wanted us to inspect the grounds and make sure the project is going as smoothly as possible. As I'm doing that, I'm doing this to Simon.
Mm. You're just, like, hitting him, like, shut up.
No, like, look alive. Oh, okay. Or play along, whatever.
Right, which I would do.
Okay. Well, yeah, man, it's dusk. It's the end of the day.
Okay.
The boss is inside.
How'd we do today, boys?
I mean, great. We took down the whole, We cut down all the trees on the north side.
Hmm. Show me the wood storage. You, by all means, stay comfortable. I wouldn't dream of asking you to put your feet down. You, please, show me where the wood is.
Have you seen the boss yet?
You're looking at the boss. Let's go. I just came from the palace. Did you not hear me?
I know, but I thought that
the prince. I believe the princess is the boss, is she not? I can go tell her that. I can go back and tell her she's not the boss. If that's
no, what you're no.
I don't. Well, let's go. How about you show me where the wood is?
And you can see he starts, like, throwing on his boots real fast, and he's pulling up his pants.
Chop! I'm trying
and
to talk.
And you see one of them, like, hit the other one. Do a deception check for me.
Oh, this will go well. I'm trying to talk loud, too, so Lagatha and Scarlet hear me.
Well, I hear them.
Oh! That was almost great! And then it rolled to a 4.
Oh, rolled to a 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it, DM, whatever it is.
No, that's fine. You're not that far away. So I don't even want a perception check. You're really not that far away.
Okay.
I would say that you can hear him inside talking. One of the guys is kind of like hurrying up. Now, don't forget, these guys are workers.
Mm-hmm.
They're not soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can see, though, all of them are freaking built. They are huge. They are tough. Their hands are calloused. They got beards. They got long
nice.
Hair.
Beefcake
they're wearing
factory.
Flannels. Like, they're...
They're hotties.
Yeah. Yeah. Lumberjacks.
And they're okay?
So one guy gets up and he's like, let me just introduce you to the boss. Come on, let's go. And he starts yelling, Hey, boss, come on out here because we got visitors. Come on. And you can tell this guy's kind of nervous. Like, he doesn't believe you are who you say you are, but he doesn't know who the hell you are.
We can meet the boss. I have my other associates are outside. Ladies?
And you're standing there with a dagger in your hand?
That's what she said to do.
I'll turn to Scarlet. Put it away. Good. So, we're about to meet the boss. Look impressed.
So, just to keep everybody where we're going.
Ulrich is standing hands on
it's
hips.
It's kind of like he's yelling for the boss to come out. And it takes about a minute, but you see somebody come to the back door, open the back door. All right, yeah, what's going on?
Good evening. We were sent by the princess to come... apologies for the late arrival. We got delayed in the city. We were sent by the princess to inspect the project and make sure things are being completed at a proper timeline. Shall we?
Why did Serafina send you? Everything's fine.
She doesn't seem to think you're proceeding quickly enough, and she wanted us to make sure things were going smooth.
She has her timeline.
Oh, do you wish to tell her that? I can go back and say that to her. That's not a problem.
I can see her tomorrow and I can tell her everything's fine. Why would she send you?
Because she appears to have some concerns about how slowly we're moving.
No, I don't buy this. Who sent you?
It doesn't matter what you buy or not. This is the truth. You can escort me or I can go walk myself. That's fine.
You can get the hell off my property.
I'm sorry. You might want to say that into my good ear. I didn't quite hear that.
Oh, you can get off this land.
Oh, I can get off this land.
Because we have a job to do. And you can get out of my work site.
I'm just looking at him. Whatever you want to do.
Your work site.
Listen, I was hired to do a job by the king. And we're not just gonna take anybody's word for it that you're here to inspect us.
You know what? I forgot to introduce myself. Hi, Scarlet Davenport.
Oh, what the hell's this guy's name again? Give me the fucking piece of paper. Bob! No, it can't be Bob!
They're always Bob.
Is it Shit Pickle?
Eldrin.
Eldrin. Did I give him Eldrin? Eldrin Thornwood. Yeah. Aldrin Thornwood.
Oh, no.
Big, what? Huge, gruff hands. Really rough.
Human?
Human.
Okay.
Dark, dark tan skin.
Handshake. Actually, so along with these kind inspectors, the princess has me performing tomorrow, and I'm so nervous, and I'm wondering if I can run my performance by you very hard-working gentlemen, just to see if you think the princess will like it, and maybe give yourself some entertainment. Deception, 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 deception.
Roll, 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 roll.
13?
Oh, you made it. So, see, now that I understand. I understand.
I'm just so nervous.
That sounds more plausible to
you. Yeah. Doesn't it? I mean,
can we not go against my role? Thanks, Mom. Same team.
That makes all sense.
That seems more plausible.
Same team!
No, we don't. Come on.
Same team!
It's the roll of the dice. How's your
roll? No.
Jesus!
I don't know what kind of crap story he's got going on, but to come over here and to make sure that everything's going to run smoothly for tomorrow, okay, I get that. I understand
that. Well, you know, city officials and inspectors, they don't know how to talk to people. They're just on the job. They're just the stupid. They don't know. They don't know what it's like to work a hard day. Am I right?
You're right, sister.
I'm so right. So why don't we let this gentleman do what he needs to do? I will do my performance for you. You can perhaps give me some notes for the princess, because of course I'd want
this. Why did you even come here with him in the first place?
We were walking in the same direction, and they just happened to be there, and we were walking there.
I mean, yeah, we'll get all the guys together. We'll go in the barn or something. I mean, I'll walk around with this one. I think that's absolute bullshit story that he's telling me. He's got to inspect what's going on here. I mean, we have notices from the king. Here, come here. And he's going to call into the guy inside and say, round up the guys, take him to the barn. And then he's going to walk inside with you. He's going to bring you inside into this little office. And he's going to start throwing papers at you. I have the king's sill here. I have this here. I have the floor plans. I have the layout.
I want to keep him talking until everyone's in the barn.
Yes, you can do that easily. So I'll have these guys come in. What are you going to do, burn down the barn?
No, they're just workers. They're just guys doing their jobs. I got no quarrel with them.
Give me. They are here.
All right, where do you two want to go? Where do you want
to
go?
I would try to do this to Lagatha, to at least Lagatha, as I walk inside. Like, I want Lagatha with me.
You want Lagatha with you.
Simon, too, if I can signal him as well.
Okay. You have everybody gather around.
We're having story time.
Look.
Lorelai has her book. Okay. So you two are in the house. There's no room in that little office for you. Mm-hmm. So you're just kind of in the house. But you're in that office, that side little office there, with this guy who's showing you documents and floor plans and foundation specs and the seal of the king and everything like that. They have a delivery coming from the mine tomorrow with all the stone work.
Excellent. See, this is much easier. Just ask when we asked, and you don't have to. Simon, would you be a lamb and send a message to Scarlet and make sure the performance is starting?
Okay.
So you don't have to roll.
You don't have to roll for it.
No, yeah. No. I'm saying you have to point at the person. At the thing.
What does?
Excuse me?
It says that you point?
You point your finger to a creature.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
For message?
Within range and whisper a message.
Okay. Through four walls, you point.
You cast through solid objects.
Yeah. Right.
If you're familiar with the target.
Yeah, so. The target, mm-hmm. The target hears a message and can reply in a whisper that only I can hear.
Correct.
Let's
so see. You whisper to her. Mm-hmm. What do you whisper?
I'm tuning on the wire right now for this fucking performance that doesn't exist. You guys better fucking make this work, because this Makes me want to piss.
So I'm guessing that means everyone's in the barn.
Yeah.
Amazing. Roll a performance check for me.
I'm proficient, so that means I get to roll twice. Is that
proficient just means you get to add your proficiency bonus.
Oh, but mine has like I'm an expert. It's expertise.
So that means you can double your performance proficiency. But it's not roll twice. It's still just roll once.
So it says +7, so I'm guessing it already doubled.
That sounds right.
It already doubled, yeah.
Please be good, you asshole. It's not.
Snot?
Snot.
Snot. It snot. Could be a booger, but it's snot.
It's snot.
What is it snot?
It's a 10.
All right, I'm going to roll them a group check, so I'm going to roll like 3 different ones here.
Okay.
Oh, they also snot.
They snot?
Yeah.
They snotted.
We got a 4, we got a 6, we got a 16, but the 4 and the 6 will lower it, so I'll say that you're okay. I'll say that it was pretty average.
I'll tell you a tale of a princess so fair, and she's named after a jewel. I really hope with this new palace you tend to build her a pool. You tend to build her a pool.
That was average.
No,
yeah.
No, that was good.
You thought it was a better one, you fuck! Keep playing!
You referenced building things. They loved it. They laughed. They clapped. Yeah, they thought it was pretty funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, make-believe audience.
Yes. So, while she's doing this performance, you have a plan?
Mm-hmm.
What's the plan?
As soon as I know everyone is in the barn and the performance has started and she's got the crowd, I want to do like a... If this is where Eldrin is sitting, I want to do the... No, hold on. I have one thing right there, and I want to point at the map, and then I want to hit him.
Okay.
Then my idea is then turn around and like pin him to the chair with the cudgel.
Okay. Make an attack. Unarmed. Oof.
Yeah. So this would just be strength.
Which I can't imagine how strong a cleric.
I got a +3.
Oh, I have +3.
Come on, you dick.
We're doing anything?
I'm about to kick it off.
Do you need to go outside?
No.
Okay.
Come on with this bullshit! It was almost an 18 and then it rolled to a 2. 5.
So, where are you standing? Tell me what you're doing.
My average song doesn't seem that bad now, does it?
Are you paying attention?
I'm paying attention.
You know this guy is your target.
I know he's my target, but I also understand where he's coming from. So I want him to take the lead. He knows where I stand with Aldrin. So I feel pretty confident that he's not going to kill him.
No, I'm not going to kill him.
Just get him close to it, which is fine. But okay. I'm going to let him take the lead for a turn or two.
Okay, so right now what I'm going to...
I just swung and missed.
Yeah, he swung and missed. He goes like this. He goes to go and do an elbow. But as he goes to do this elbow, he kind of, out of the corner of eye, he kind of misaims, and he gets him more in the pec. And at this point, like, he doesn't really get him in the throat, and Aldrin just kind of, like, steps back and is like, yo, and he goes to push him. It goes to push Aldrich. So what is your action at that point? I'll let you have an action at that point. You see them kind of getting into a push fight.
Right. Okay, so they get into a push. So Aldrin's distracted by the fact he's trying to push Aldrich.
Yeah.
I want to try and do a jump. And kind of land on his shoulders.
So you want to do like a jump and then land on this guy's shoulders?
Yep.
Okay.
With the daggers out.
With daggers out, not actually hitting him though.
No.
Okay. So you need to do me a dexterity check to see how well you're able to climb up this guy and land on his shoulders.
Dexterity check.
Yeah.
So it's not.
Acrobatics. Acrobatics is dex, right?
Okay.
Yes, acrobatics.
Yes. Yeah, it is dex. Okay, acrobatics. Oh, for fuck's sakes. 7.
So you step into the room quickly, and you're gonna try to jump on top of him, but you can't really get your leg on hooked into his, the back of his knee. So you are able to, like, grab onto him, but you're not able to get all the way up to the shoulders. But you are able to, like, hold onto his waist, and you're trying to pull him back. But okay. Now you kind of, all three of you are in this, like, pushy, shovey kind of, like, weird mess in this small room.
Okay.
Simon, what would you like to do? When you see all three of them are like,
They're all struggling, yeah.
They're all just struggling. No weapons, no hitting really yet.
Okay. I don't know what to do. Because I can't go into the fray with them. There's two already on him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. So.
Take a look at spells and see if there's anything that you can do to aid.
Okay.
Anything that you can do to assist.
Okay. Shocking grasp. Shocking grasp. If I grabbed him.
So you want to sneak in and kind of grab a hold of him and
right.
just
that would be a help, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to step into the room. You have to get your hand in there to grab him.
Right.
So roll me an attack roll.
Okay.
Is that part of the spell game?
Yeah. Just roll on the plus. Roll the plus five right next to Shocking Grasp.
Okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
18.
Excellent. So you kind of walk in and you see this kind of like. It looks like a bunch of kids fighting in a high school hallway.
Yeah.
You stop pushing me, man. Stop pushing me, man. Like, everyone's kind of shoving onto each other. And you just walk in and you just kind of tase him. Roll me some damage.
Okay.
It's
okay. Six.
It's okay. Give me 1 second. I gotta load up something else to see how many hit points he actually has. So... where we're at right now, it's enough to like shock him and make him like stop fighting, because essentially he just got tased real fast. Okay, so I'm gonna say he took the damage. He's still up though, but he did take the damage and he kind of backed off for a moment. So now I'll say, what is your point at this point? Because right now I don't know if you guys want to actually roll initiative or if this is more of a questioning thing. But he kind of drops his arms because you hit him enough with electric that you shocked him that he kind of like seized for a hot second. Mm. So now at that point, it would be up to you.
I cast command and tell him to sit.
Okay, that's a roll though, right?
Yeah. A roll for him.
A roll for him.
That's a
and
bonus.
That is a what roll?
Wisdom save.
A wisdom save? Oh, he's got a minus one, man. He got a 10.
12.
Yeah.
He has to sit.
So when you look at him and you just say sit, he immediately stops and just kind of falls back into the chair.
That's a good boy. Oh, I'm gonna like sit on the desk like this facing him.
Mm.
We're gonna have a little chat now.
Ooh, there you go.
Lagatha.
Yes, sir.
I believe you have some words for our friend here.
Indeed. So I go up to him. Well, obviously, when he sat down, I just stepped out of the way and got off of him. Go in my little pocket. I'm just trying to think which one I pull out first. I pull out the shipping receipt.
The shipping receipt.
I put that out first. Look, that your handwriting.
He'll take a look at it and he'll be like, yeah, so what's the point? Yes, that's my handwriting for a shipping receipt.
Where did you get this wood from?
Cordova. We have the King's Seal that we were allowed to go, and we were able to harvest some of the wood that was from there.
Yeah, I remember reading that.
Harvest some of the wood?
Yes, we were able to go, and we had a certain acreage that we were able to cut down, and the red trees were supposed to be delivered here.
Cut down? Some? There's nothing there. The people are starving there. Do you have any idea what you've done?
I was hired from our king and the queen of Cordova to go and do my job.
Okay. Take the note. I put it back in my other pocket. I got a lot of pockets. I got vests with little pockets. I pull out. Does this look familiar to you?
This is the letter? The love letter?
The letter.
That's a private letter.
That's so private, I have it.
That's a private letter from the princess. Please give it over. That's my letter.
And why should I?
Because that's mine. It has nothing to do with you. It's a letter from somebody to me. It's my letter.
You people should be used to taking things that aren't yours.
What he said.
This farm is certainly not yours.
This is the king's land.
The king does not own this land. This land belongs to Robert Frederick Burton. It was stolen from him, and I will see it returned in his name.
All I know is the king acquired this land, and we were told to come here and start laying a foundation for the new palace.
What does the king plan on doing with all the people from Cordova who now can't make a livelihood and they're slowly starving to death? What does he intend on doing about that?
From what I understand, the king paid handsomely for that wood. If the queen in Cordova is incapable of feeding her people, that has nothing to do with me.
How do I know that the queen received the money?
You can talk to the king about that. Go ahead, go up to the king's door and knock on the door and say, "Where's my money?" Have fun, good luck.
You seem to be such a great intermediary between everybody that you have another piece of paper that said that the queen of Cordova's out fine and dandy deforest our land.
Listen, I am very low level. I was sent over to Cordova just so that I could harvest this forest. I did my job.
I'm not happy.
Neither am I, but I do believe he is just following orders.
A few years back, my village, a little further west of Cordova, was slaughtered outside of Xantu. Do you know anything about it? I don't like the pauses between the answers.
Nor do I. I would advise you to answer quickly.
Tori has to remember what she's supposed to say. There was a village that we found, and it looked as though it was slaughtered. Mm. Embarrassingly, I will say that yes, we pilfered that city. We pilfered through all of the belongings. But when we arrived, everyone was already dead. Everyone was already massacred. When we arrived, there was nothing, there was no living person there. Yes, we cut down the forest. Yes, we hurt this world. I admit that. And overall, it is not good karma. I get that.
Say so.
But I've never killed a man. To this day, I've never killed a man. And I would never have allowed my men to kill anybody either. The massacre that we found saddened us deeply. We took advantage of it. We ransacked the house and we took any of the food stores that they had. But I know nothing of who destroyed that town.
Did you ever alert the king to it?
No, I did not.
Why not? Xantu was part of the kingdom.
Honestly, in my mind, it had nothing to do with me.
Just go and pillage. It didn't matter how the village was when you arrived. Rest as long as you could pillage. King didn't have to know nothing. Aldrich, I'm getting tired.
As am I.
You know, if you want to bop him in the head, I'm perfectly fine with that.
I think that's a lovely idea. I want to knock him out. Non-fatal damage. But
okay.
But yeah. I can't have him following us either.
But he's not going to be following me either. He is sitting, he's having as nice a conversation as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, fine. You're skilled enough that you're able to knock him out.
Okay, I'm just... dunk.
Yeah.
I don't wish to hurt anyone because the workers here are just following orders, just doing their jobs. But we are burning this fucking wood to the ground.
Aha. Can I use a firebolt for that?
Sure. Yeah, firebolt or fireball?
Bolt.
Bolt? Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
I believe you have that too, don't you, Simon?
What?
Firebolt.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So okay. I guess between the two of us doing a firebolt, we should be able to light the wood on fire.
Mm.
Simon, would you be a sweetheart and message Scarlett and tell her just a few more minutes?
Good. And then I took the tree and I made a table.
Everyone loves the princess, princess. Everyone loves the princess, princess.
That's good. That was good.
Alright, so she's at the end of her rope, but you can hang on there a couple more minutes.
I'll assist with like giving them kindling to hit, but I'm gonna let Lagatha and Simon just firebolt the shit out of the wood piles in the back until they all catch.
Yeah.
Okay. The wood is dry. The wood is older now because it was cut a long time ago at this point. So the wood is pretty much dry, and it catches decently, but it's going to take a little bit of kindling, but you'll get there. And after, let me roll a die here. Ooh, 3. After 3 minutes, you are able to get everything. I would say 3 minutes for each stack, but these stacks are really, really, really large. They're very big, heavy stacks that are kind of like wrapped and bound together.
Okay.
What?
No, it's like, go ahead.
What?
No. Just, I'm not going to give you DM ideas. I know exactly how I'd fuck us over if I was the DM, but I'm not going to...
The forest catch fire?
I'm not going to give you ideas.
I'm not in the mood to play The Forest is on Fire, so I would say that you have 3 raging piles of wood on fire right now. And where do you guys go from here?
What are we going to do with Sleeping Beauty over here?
It's not... He's not worthy of a death sentence. But he is going to go running straight to the princess to report what all of us look like and what we did tonight. So, I hope you're all ready for a life on the run.
Right, we're going to be outlaws.
That's something about how we're used to.
I'm sorry, my break, you assholes.
That's going to be the halftime show at the Super Bowl, you bitches.
This could be fun.
I'm going to wait until the fire is beyond control, like there's no way they can put it out by that point. Then I'll run over to the barn. But I want to make sure that the fire...
There's no way
they're putting it out now.
I would say there's a certain point where the wood does look as though... Even if you could put the fire out right now, the wood is too damaged to actually like build anything out of. The wood is okay. Charred. Yeah.
For storytelling flair,
yeah.
Can I say that we're chanting the roof? The roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let the moon burn. And all of a sudden, like, he comes and gets me. I'm like, okay, that's all I have time for tonight. Thank you, gentlemen.
Literally, the roof's on fire.
Good. Once the flames hit that point of no return,
yeah.
I'm gonna run over to the barn and throw the door open. Scott, it's so sorry to interrupt your performance. It sounded lovely from the outside. However, gentlemen, your wood back there is on fire. And for some reason, Eldrin is inside and he decided to take a nap. So I suggest you all deal with this. We'll be out of your hair. Have a lovely evening. Let us go.
Who would have set this stuff on fire? Did you see anybody?
I saw no one.
No. Do you know who lit? Can you help us, please, put this fire out?
Of course. I'll be right there. You get started. I'm going to go find us some water.
Come on. Let's go. We're going.
We're getting buckets of water.
Yes, I saw some pails up at the front. Let's go.
We're going to do a brigade.
Brigade. Yes, you go set up the first part of the brigade. We'll be right there. And then we're going to run away like the Pink Panther.
And they all go and they all start, like, trying to get water and trying to get stuff. And there's, like, hullabaloo where they're trying to get everything done.
Nothing like a good hullabaloo.
Nothing like a hullabaloo. So, okay, I think we're at a weird little stopping point here. The roof is on fire.
Let the motherfucker
burn. Let it burn.